Progressive Publishers recently launched a collection of children's storybooks aimed at teaching youth ages 4 to 17 about diversity, inclusion, and justice. Fox News says the projects are meant to reflect the faith value of a changing audience and to fill what they describe as a gap in faith resources for progressive believers. The authors hope that these books call children to challenge the biblical foundations of the gospel and question the biblical narrative. Hi, this is Sonia Heinz. Welcome to Spotlight. Today, my guest is Walker Wildman, and he's the CEO of AFA Action, the governmental affairs affiliate of the American Family Association. And he's urging parents to understand the consequences of these books and how they are influencing youth to drift away from developing a biblical worldview. Welcome, Walker.
Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Walker, before we get into the details, can you briefly explain what these new progressive children's storybook Bibles, what they are and why are they gaining so much attention?
Yeah, this specific story Bible is called the Just Love Story Bible. And this is a quote from the publisher that it's a quote-unquote justice-oriented storybook that, as you mentioned, focuses on diversity, equity, and inclusion in the story Bible. The problem here is that it is trying to adapt the Word of God and make it fit specifically progressives in America. And so that's what makes this rather dangerous, is that it's actually picking and choosing what in Scripture to display and tell the story of, and also tell it in a way that instead of addresses the truth and the need for Jesus and the need for repentance and the human state of sin, it actually makes it all about man and about more, quote, modern issues. So it's very concerning that people would take the Word of God, which is inherent, and try to turn it into something more political and quote-unquote progressive.
Now, you expressed concern that these books encourage children to challenge the biblical foundation of the gospel. Can you expound on that?
Yeah, the authors of and the publishers of this story Bible, to put it in air quotes, story Bible in air quotes, they actually talk about how this story Bible does not take the Bible literal. And they say that people who interpret the Bible literally or from a fundamentalist viewpoint or take the Bible for what it says, that they're actually not going to like this story Bible. So they themselves, the publishers, talk about how this story Bible is not to be taken literally, which is very, very concerning. Also, the authors talked about how they are here to challenge patriarchy. Well, if you look in the Bible, patriarchy is actually a very important theme about how God created man in the image of God and that he wants fathers to be spiritual leaders in the home. So patriarchy, according to Scripture, is actually a good thing. It's a very biblical thing for men to be godly leaders and to serve their families. So there's just multiple things about this story Bible and the publishers and what they're saying about it that are very concerning and honestly, in many cases, unbiblical.
I'm just curious, because if they're saying that you should not take the Bible literally, then why write a children's storybook Bible?
Yeah, the only plausible explanation, and this is not a new phenomenon, but throughout human history, man has taken from God and twisted things to suit the whims of men, and in many cases, the desires of men, to affirm their sin and affirm their wayward ways. So I think this is another case of people picking and choosing what in the Bible they want to trust and what they want to believe, and then turning it in a manner that only affirms their current belief system. But when you look at the true Bible, when you look at Scripture, it's really meant and intended to transform the way we think and transform our lives through the power of Jesus. We're the ones called to be changed. We shouldn't change Scripture to fit our needs or our preconceptions. Our role as humans is to trust the Word of God and allow it to change our lives and to honor Jesus and trust in Him for salvation and allow it to transform our hearts and our minds so that we can be more like Jesus.
Amen. Now, looking at a biblical worldview and our young people, do you see a drift?
Yeah, the church throughout world history has always had issues with drifting. When you look at a lot of the New Testament writers, they were often writing to fellow believers, warning them about allowing sin to creep into the church. And so man has always had this tendency to drift away from God. Every generation has this struggle, but I think in American culture, there is a kind of a prominent theme of people picking and choosing what in the Bible they want to believe and what they don't want to believe. But ultimately, it's very, very dangerous to pick and choose what in the Bible you prefer to believe and what you don't, because the reality is that the entire Word of God, both the Old Testament and the New, is in fact the Word of God. It's inspired by God, and it stood the test of time. So we have to take all of Scripture and apply it to our lives. We cannot pick and choose, and that's the danger of this children's story Bible, is it's not accurately presenting the entirety of the Word of God.
Now, how can you help parents discern whether a children's Bible or a devotional is faithful to Scripture? Are there particular red flags that they should look out for when they're purchasing children's Bibles?
Yeah, in this case, anytime an author or a publisher tries to describe anything, whether it's a devotional or a story Bible, in modern terms by using things like progressive, that's red flag number one, because the word progressive or liberal is a rather modern phenomena. These type words used in politics and culture don't really go back that far historically, at least in this context. But I would encourage all parents, as their role as good stewards over their children, they need to be vetting every single book that their children are reading. And of course, this translates over to videos as well. Any content that your child is consuming needs to be compared with the Word of God so that we know what our children are consuming and learning is actually biblically accurate. So the onus, really, to your point, is on the parents to properly vet these storybooks and videos or whatever content their children are consuming.
Walker, are there any last words that you have for our listeners?
Yeah, my challenge and encouragement ultimately is for parents and young people to read the Word of God and to have, obviously, their own physical copy of the Word of God and to study the Word of God, because this is really the only way, as believers, we're going to know what is true and not true when you look out in culture or when you're looking at books or video content. The main way to protect against false teachings is for ourselves to know the Word of God, to know the true Word of God.
Well, again, my guest is Walker Wildman, the CEO of AFA. Walker, thank you so much for joining us today, for shedding light on this important issue. You know, parents and families are facing an ever-changing culture, and conversations like this, they help us to stay grounded in truth as we guide the next generation. Thank you for being here.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me.
This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackay's Road. That's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.